And that was Coast of California, as performed by the Kingston Trio. Let's see, next up, I'll play you one recorded by the Ian Campbell Folk Group. It was, it's a Scottish drinking song, and it was the basis for a song recorded on one of their last albums, Stay a While. It's when the Kingston Trio was with the Decca label. The Kingston Trio was with Decca with 1964 to 67, is that correct, George?
That sounds about right, yeah.
Okay. So we'll hear now, Wernayawa to Bidawa, as recorded by the Ian Campbell Folk Group. The Ian Campbell Folk Group. The song is called Wernayawa to Bidawa. And the Kingston Trio recorded one with the same melody called title song from the album Stay a While, and here it is. Any thoughts on that George? The two versions of Wernayawa to Bidawa and Stay a While, which we just heard.
My main comment is the fact that there is some sort of an enchantment, an intangible enchantment by an Irish or a Scottish group. And I'm not sure, Ken, whether it's because of my Scots-Irish background. I used to go to Grandfather Mountain, up in Appalachian Mountains in North Carolina, every August for the gathering of the clans, the Scottish clans. And we'd see the Highland Games and hear all the music and the bagpipes and so forth. So I'm not sure whether the enchantment comes from my exposure to my ancestral roots or whether there's something there in the music. Of course, that's what intangible means. You don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. And you guessed right. That's a group. Ian and Lorna Campbell were brothers and sisters from Aberdeen, Scotland. They moved to Birmingham, England, where they set up a folk club called the Jug of Punch. And that was a real center of the folk scene, the revival scene in England, but not too well appreciated here in the United States. But some of those recordings from the mid-60s have been reissued on CD. Now they're dynamite. That's the Ian Campbell Folk Group from their second album, which was called Across the Hills, issued together with their first transatlantic album on a double CD package. Well worth finding. Going to play now something. I'm not sure whether you've heard this one yet or not, George. This is the song Anne. It's recorded by the Kingston Trio, but this is without the orchestra. It was issued on a album called Something Special, where there was a lot of strings. Or am I mixing this up with some other one? I think that's the one. Correct, George?
You mean without the orchestra and also without Glenn Campbell?
Well, that's Desert Pete. I'm not sure if Glenn's on this one or not. I'll try to read that and see. But that's the one I have here tonight anyway. Maybe he's on this, we'll see. I'll try to read it while it's playing.
Okay.
Here we go. This is Anne.
Meet another hunk of woman like mine. She makes me feel like a girl. angry big man. I'm gonna go tell her mama what I think about her. Say thank you, ma'am, for giving me your daughter Anne. She sure is stacked from her toes to the furry little nape of her neck. She's back like a seed in the grave. She's smooth as marble skin. When I see her, I believe I'm a real young guy. And every time I go to work, I think I might die if I can't hurry home again. If the good Lord worked all night of making me a female plan, I'd say no thanks, Lord. I'll just keep at how could I ever look at any other woman when I got Ann? Ought to feel so good when she takes my hand. Yeah. I'm gonna go tell her daddy what I think about her. Say thank you, man, for giving me your daughter Ann. When I come home and I feel like I've been run over by 10 done drugs, she can rub my shoulder and ease my aches and pains. If I lose my job and I'm down to a silver dollar and I feel like I dried up the board and all her, she cools my brow like summer rain. If the good Lord worked 100 years of making me a female plan, I'd say no thanks, Lord, I'll just keep it. No, I'll never meet another hunk of woman like my Ann. She makes me feel like a great big man. If the good Lord worked 100 years in making me a female plan, I'd say no thanks, Lord, I'll just keep at. I'd say no thanks, Lord, I'll just keep at.
And that's Anne, as recorded by the Kingston Trio. That was just released a few years ago. It was originally recorded during the sessions for an album that became known as Time to Think, but most of the tracks were rather introspective, and when when President Kennedy was shot, the direction of that album turned, and they left out the up-tempo numbers such as this one. And it was later recorded live on an album called Back in Town, which is one of the few albums that I don't have from the Kingston Trio. You know, I'm not able to compare this one with the other version. I don't think I've ever heard the other version. George, can you tell us about the differences?
Yeah, there's a great deal of difference. In this one, John Stewart is playing a 12-string guitar. And the guitars are, basically, all they're doing is strumming.
Mm-hmm.
In the version from Back in Town, the song is a little bit more up-tempo than this. There is no 12-string guitar, and I believe it's Glenn Campbell who's doing the picking on it. And that's the picking that, when Nick and I performed this song in concert, I played that particular guitar part, which is a kind of a bluesy Travis-style pick
mm-hmm.
on it. And it's to me, it's a lot more interesting instrumentally than just having the strum mm-hmm. going on.
Yeah, and rhythm guitar isn't always the most interesting thing to hear in a mix with the other instruments.
This particular recording that you played, and I don't mean this to sound like any sort of criticism, it sounds like it was recorded in somebody's living room.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's an interesting fact about almost all the Kingston Trio music, is that it was accessible to everyone. It's mm-hmm. one of the reasons for its popularity, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
A song like Tom Dooley, for instance, only had 2 chords in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could, within 5 minutes, anybody can learn 2 chords.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can sit down and play and sing Tom Dooley in your living room.
Mm-hmm. Well, John Denver evidently liked it. Going to play a version now recorded by him on his first solo album, 1966. He only pressed somewhere between 200 and 300 copies of this album. It's called John Denver Sings. Quite rare. He is assisted here with Bob Heffron and Paul Prestipino. If you're familiar with those two guys?
Paul Prestipino, I know, because he used to play instrumentally for the Chad Mitchell Trio.
Okay. Well, here's John Denver's version. This is taken off of an LP, so there's a few pops here and there, but this is up-tempo, so evidently he copied this arrangement to some extent anyway from that Back in Town album, which is one I've not heard.
Thank you.
to hug a woman like my Ann. Makes me feel like a great big man. I'm gonna go tell her mama what I think about her. Say thank you, ma'am, for giving me your daughter Ann. She sure is stacked from her toes to the pretty little ape. Of her neck she's packed like a seed of grape. She's smooth as a marble skin. When I see her, I believe I'm a real big guy. When I go to work, I'm thinking I might die if I can't hurry home again. The good Lord, I worked 100 years of making me a female plan. I'd say no thanks, Lord, I'll just keep in. Could I ever look at any other woman when I got a hand? Oh, it feels so good when she takes my hand. I'm gonna go tell her daddy what I think about her. Say thank you, ma'am, for giving me your daughter Ann. When I come home feeling like a bitter run all over my 10-ton truck, cheated from my shoulder and ease my aches and pains. When I lose my job and I'm down to a silver dollar, and I feel like a dried up gourd in a hollow, she cools my brow like a summer rain. Give the good Lord a work all night to make me a female plan. I'd say no thanks, Lord, I'll just keep that one more time. Well, I know I'll never find another hunk of woman like mine. She makes me feel like a great big man. Good Lord, worth 100 years of making me a female plan. I'd say no thanks, Lord, I'll just keep in. I'd say no thanks, Lord, I'll just keep in.
That's John Denter and a Billy Ed Wheeler song called Ann. And that's one recorded by the Kingston Trio at least twice. And he performed it in concert many, many hundreds, probably thousands of times over 23 years, I'm sure. Because that's one you play for in almost every concert, isn't it?
Almost every concert, mm-hmm. Nick and I do that song. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, that was really enjoyable to listen to Paul Prestipino's banjo work, which is, if anybody is really a student of the banjo and they listen to enough different players, you can pick out a style,
mm-hmm.
and it's so evident to me. If you'd never even said Paul Prestipino, I would have guessed.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with a guy named Billy Fayer? You know of him?
No, I don't.
Don't know him, okay. If we have time, might play something by him. He did an album called The Art of the Five-String Banjo about 1955 or 56 with Frank Hamilton helping him on guitar. I have three cuts from that on CD. That's on an album, I'll mention that, the same album with that Paul Clayton version of Tom Dula. On Riverside, it's called Singing the New Traditions. Some of the Riverside folk recordings are being reissued on CD. They have four of them out. One CD is all Bob Gibson songs from his four original LPs, highlights. And this one is it's called Singing the New Traditions, and it features, besides Billy Fayer, Oscar Brand, Cynthia Gooding, Gene Ritchie, John Greenway, and several other people. Great, great album. That, I've played about half the tracks from that on the radio show at a number of different times. And going to hear another Billy Ed Wheeler song. I understand you have one of his songs on your new album that you're recording right now. Is it, what's that song?
That song is you asked me.
Oh, escapes. Well, we can come back to that. Okay.
I will think of it in a second.
Okay.
It's a great song. It talks about blue collar workers.
Okay.
And why am I spacing on the title of it?
Well,
Billy Ed is a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And a terrific songwriter. You know, he's so prolific. He's been writing for forever.
Well, I got one cue that you said was one of your very favorites, Desert Pete. Musical version that all has a story with a moral that you pointed out to me. This, again, is it's a Kingston Trio version, and this does not have Glenn Campbell. Well, I'll probably play them both back-to-back. This is an early take of Desert Pete. And
before you do that, mm-hmm. just to let you know that my mind is not totally shot,
uh-huh.
it's the Billy Ed song that I just recorded is called Working for the Minimum Wage.
Okay, well, look forward to that. That'll be this fall, you think?
I'm shooting for this fall.
Shooting for the fall, okay.
Again, it's another one of those efforts where I'm playing executive producer, which means the person that comes up with the money, as well as producer, as well as artist, as well as musician, as well as arranger.
I see. Plus, you're touring 200 shows a year with the Kingston Trio, which is more than a slight complication there, and finishing up that move. So.
Yeah, it's like, how do I find time to do this because I'm doing that?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm doing that. No, mm-hmm. I'm doing that.
Okay, well, here now, this is the an early take of Desert Pete, recorded by the Kingston Trio in June of 1963, and this is on the four CDs. Well, anyway, for those who want to hear that Working for the Minimum Wage, I'm sure it'll be in that Rediscovered catalog within a month or so after it comes out. The next edition we'll have that available where people can order, and your website also. But anyway, here's Desert Pete.
Faith and believe, you've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet, to leave the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, Desert Pete.
I was traveling west to Buckskin, on my way to a cattle run, across a little cactus desert, under a hot bargaining sun. Thirsty down to my toenails, stopped to rest me on a stump. I tell you, I just couldn't believe it when I saw that water pump. I took it to be a mirage at first, it'll fool a thirsty man. Then I saw a note stuck in a bacon powder can. This pump is old, the note began, but she works, so give her a try. I put a new sucker washer in her, you may find the leather dry. So you'll have to prime the pump, work that handle like there's a fire. Under that rock you'll find some water, I left it in the bitterest jar. Now there's just enough to prime it with, so don't you go drinking first. Just pour it in and pump like mad, and buddy, you'll quench your thirst.
You've got to prime the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet. Leave the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, Desert Pete.
Well, I found that jar, and I tell you, nothing was ever prettier to my eye. And I was tempted strong to drink it, because that pump looked mighty dry. But the note went on, have faith, my friend, there's water down below. You've got to give until you get, I'm the one who ought to know. So I poured in the jar and I started pumping, and I heard a beautiful sound of water bubbling and splashing up out of that hole in the ground. I took off my shoes and I drunk my fill of that cool, refreshing treat. Thank the Lord, I thank the pump, and I thank old Desert Pete.
You've got to prime the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet. Leave the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, Desert Pete. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet. Leave the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, Desert Pete.
That's the first, well, I'm not sure the first take, but the first recorded take anyway for the Billy Ed Wheeler song Desert Pete. And that's the version without banjo in it. Did you notice the lyric change there, George? There was one difference in the lyrics.
You know, I was listening so hard to it instrumentally, I didn't notice the lyric change. Okay. What was that?
Near the beginning of the song, instead of saying a blistering sun, the lyric was a bargaining sun.
Oh, yeah. And, I remember that. Yeah.
And I'm not sure if that was intentional or perhaps a mistake. Now we'll hear the version that was released as a single, and this was the last single from the Kingston Trio that made it onto the Billboard charts, the top 40 anyway.
I was traveling west of Buckskin, on my way to a cattle run, across a little cactus desert, under a hot blistering sun. I was thirsty down to my toenails, stopped to rest me on a stump. But I tell you, I just couldn't believe it when I saw that water pump. I took it to be a mirage at first, it'll fool a thirsty man. Then I saw a note stuck in a bacon powder can. This pump is old, the note began, but she works, so give her a try. I put a new sucker washer in her, you may find the leather dry.
You've got to find the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet. Believe the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, Desert Pete.
Yeah, you'll have to prime the pump, work that handle like there's a fire. Under that rock you'll find some water I left in a bitter jar. Now there's just enough to prime it with, so don't you go drinking first. You just pour it in and pump like mad, buddy, you'll quench your thirst.
You've got to find the bump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're willing to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet, leave the bottle full for others, and kindly desert me.
Well, I found that jar, and I tell you, nothing was ever prettier to my eye. And I was tempted strong to drink it, cause that pump looked mighty dry. But the note went on, have faith, my friend, there's water down below. You've got to give until you get, I'm the one who ought to know. So I poured in the jar and I started pumping, and I heard a beautiful sound of water bubbling and splashing out of that hole in the ground. Took off my shoes and I drunk my fill of that cool, refreshing treat. Thank the Lord, thank the pump, and I thank old Desert Pete.
You've got to find the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're willing to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, through your feet, leave the bottle full for others. Thank you kindly, Desert Pete. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, through your feet, leave the bottle full.